usually they kill the tree, but they ain't let them hawks go. They be mad already. I remember I got caught out there one time. I ran through there. It's kind of like a brick thing. It'll be right here on me now. But I leaped on that thing. I hit my arm right there. I flipped on that thing. I got that out so quick. He started laughing.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty good time to take off. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got bit by a wasp. Well, I got stung by a wasp. Mm-hmm. They were up there, you know, at grandma's house, they make their little nesting up in there. Mm-hmm. And then they were going to knock it down. They had a quarter. I was standing outside. I was going to get up on it, but I panicked at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And I ran in the house and laid down and the wasp were chasing me. And there was a hole through there. I ran all the way through there. And when I landed, I stopped in the kitchen. There was. It was stomach right there.
Yeah,
and it went right on back out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Smart wasp.
Oh.
What about those other insects around here that bad about stinging you besides wasps?
Mosquitoes, gnats, wasps, bumblebees, hornets.
Yeah.
Now, I don't fool with no hornets, bitch. Because those things, a whole thing will come after you. I don't fool with them.
They just about knock you down.
Sometimes I mess with the wasps because the wasps thing not as bad as bumblebee. Mm-hmm. I got stung by a bumblebee, my arm was swollen up just like that. Mm-hmm. They're like that for about a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any insects around here that build a nest and fill their nest in the ground? And they'll swarm on you? Sting you?
Uh-uh. Most of the hornets, most of them make a nest up on the bridge of the house, you know, right over the lid. Or either hornets, they make theirs in the tree. And it's kind of like, dig a tunnel in there. And then they have a little opening when they come through.
Have you ever heard of the yellow?
Yellow jackets?
Yeah.
Yeah. They the same way. I don't fool with them either.
Yeah. Pretty bad. Well, what about these insects that are bad about, they can burrow up under your skin and make your skin itch, you know?
Ticks.
Yeah, ticks. Or
red bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, red bugs. Yeah, I used to always get them in me. I used to stay on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I would just sit on the ground and stuff like that. And I wouldn't have no pants or anything like that. And I just, all kinds of things happen. Dr. went in by my gum.
What about different kinds of snakes you have around here?
Most of them just the little garden snakes, you know, little green snakes, you know, harmless. But if you go up there by the reservoir, you know, there's a little, like, in the fishing area, when you first come up, there's a little street that goes down, there's a creek. You go on down in there, and there used to be a fishing area right there. I'm not sure if it's still there, because it really got pretty dangerous around there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you look up in them trees, you'll see moccasins, those white mouth moccasins.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't any rattlesnakes around there. But you just see those white mouth moccasins, those black snakes. They might not be poison, but they look big. They be big. And go on, let it walk. You got water moccasins, and that's about it. Cause you don't see any. You see, cottonmouth moccasins and water moccasins. There's another kind, but they don't have that around.
Yeah. You got copperheads.
Oh yeah, copperheads, that's what I was getting mixed up. Yeah, they do have copperheads, but they don't have the coral snakes around here.